You're listening to Keith Carson, Information is Power, part four of the Community Forum on Healthcare Reform.
So now we're going to open it up to you. You've been sitting very patiently. You can come to the microphones and we will take questions. We need to ask you to limit your questions or your comments to 1 minute. And there are going to be interpreters that you need to speak slowly for so that they can have time to interpret what you're saying. And if you go beyond 1 minute, I'm going to go like this. And then all of you in the audience can start going like this. And hopefully the person will keep their comments limited. Okay, so you can come up to the microphones if you like.
Hi, I'm Hoon Lei, and I'm a dental director of Asian Health Services. And I just want to say that I haven't heard much about our health care plan in the health care reform. So I'm just hoping that, and I serve on the board of directors of National Network for Oral Health Access. We just sent in a letter to the White House asking that oral health will be included in the plan. So I'm just hoping that in your conversations with the healthcare plan committee, that oral health will be in the discussions. Thank you.
Marguerite, anyone want to take up this? We know that in California, we have lost adult dental in the budget. And for Asian Health Services, that means 65%, more than half of our dental clinic is in jeopardy, or more than half of our patients in the dental clinic are in jeopardy of not getting care. So maybe, Hung, even though you asked the question, Dr. Hung is the great dental director for Asian Health Services. Everybody give her a hand. Maybe you could just suggest, I think you're making the statement that we need to have oral health in healthcare reform. Our patients here in this very room in our general meeting said, we cannot have good health without our teeth. So that's pretty clear. So thank you. And before we go to the next speaker, I just want to say, I was told, we have petitions, right? We have petitions being circulated so that you can sign the petition so that we can take it to our representatives in Congress and the Senate, in the House and the Senate, to make sure that they hear our voice. So sign the petition that's going around. It's pushing for including the public plan and removal of the 5-year ban on new legal immigrants. And okay, so if you support this, put your name on it, and we will send it to Senator Boxer and Senator Feinstein. Okay, next. Oh, okay, over here on this side.
저는 오늘 제 친구에 대해서 말씀드리고자 이 자리에 오게 되었습니다.
Louder and
조윤경님은 작은 가게를 하며 위궤양, 관절통, 피부병으로 고생하였으나 비용 문제 때문에 의사를 찾아갈 수 없었습니다. 통증은 점점 심해졌고 방치한 위궤양으로 인해 기침을 하면 피를 토하게까지 되었습니다.
I am here to speak for a friend of mine, Yoongyeong Cho, who owns a small business and suffering from stomach ulcer, joint pain and skin problems, but could not go see a doctor because she was scared of the medical cost. Then the pain got worse to the point where she started coughing up blood because of the untreated stomach ulcer.
A little slower.
어느 날 교회 같이 다니는 분이 많은 양의 피를 토하는 것을 보고 동양인 건강진료소에 대해서 알려주었습니다. 그 즈음 제 친구는 희망은 없고 죽을 날을 기다리는 수밖에 없다고 생각했습니다.
One day at church, her friend saw her coughing up lots of blood and told her about Asian Health Services. By that time, my friend believed that she had no hope but wait for her death to come.
친구는 동양인 건강진료소를 찾았고 CMSP 프로그램에 등록하게 되었으며 아주 적은 비용으로 즉시 치료를 받을 수 있었습니다. 적절한 치료 후 회복되었고 지금 제 친구는 전혀 고통 없이 지냅니다.
My friend then went to Asian Health Services, enrolled in the CMSP program, and received treatments right away with a small cost. After proper treatment, she recovered and now she was pain-free.
제가 아는 많은 사람들이 작은 가게를 하는데 엄청난 비용 때문에 건강보험에 가입하지 못하고 있습니다. 어떤 사람들은 치료를 위해 한국에 가기도 합니다. 한국에서의 치료 비용은 비행기료, 건강검진료 등을 다 포함하여도 이곳에서의 보험료보다 저렴하기 때문입니다.
Many of my friends who own small businesses do not have health insurance because they cannot afford to purchase one. Some even visit Korea for medical treatment. The total cost of receiving health care in Korea, including airfare, medical exam, etc., is less than the cost of purchasing just the health insurance in the United States.
어떤 사람들은 의료 비용 때문에 다시 한국으로 돌아가기도 합니다. 건강보험 없이 이곳에 있는 가족과 함께 살 것인가, 아니면 가족을 떠나 의료 비용을 감당할 수 있는 곳에서 살 것인가 결정하여야 합니다.
Some choose to re-immigrate back to Korea because of the high medical cost. For some, it is a choice between staying with their family and go without health insurance or leave their family behind for the affordable medical coverage.
많은 사람들, 특별히 제한된 수입과 많은 건강 문제를 가지고 있는 노년층은 감당할 수 있는 의료보험이 필요합니다. 대부분의 사람들은 감당할 수 있는 적당한 건강보험 비용을 지불할 의사가 있습니다.
Everyone, especially seniors with limited income and many health issues, need quality, affordable health care. Most are willing to pay reasonable and affordable costs for their health coverage.
현재 개인 의료보험에 가입하려면 비용이 엄청납니다. 저희들이 의료보험 비용 걱정 없이 건강하고 행복한 삶을 살 수 있도록 도와주십시오. 감사합니다.
However, the current private health insurance is way too costly for them to purchase. Please help us live healthy and happy lives without worrying about the cost of health coverage. Thank you.
Okay, next over here. Thank you.
Tôi tên là Diễm Trịnh. Tôi là bệnh nhân Việt Nam của cơ quan y tế Á Châu.
My name is Diễm Trịnh and I'm Vietnamese. I'm a patient at Asian Health Services.
Tôi muốn chia sẻ câu chuyện về việc cắt bỏ Medicare sẽ ảnh hưởng nghiêm trọng đến các di dân mới.
I would like to express my feeling about the medical cuts that would significantly impact the health outcome of the new immigrants.
Đây là câu chuyện về em tôi bị bệnh suyễn từ khi em còn rất nhỏ.
I have a brother who was diagnosed with asthma when he was very young.
Tại Việt Nam, chúng tôi không có đủ thuốc men. Bệnh của em tôi ngày càng trở nặng. Có lúc tưởng đã chết vì bệnh suyễn, làm cho không thở được.
When we lived in Vietnam, he couldn't get medication, so his asthma conditions got very bad to the point where many times he almost lost his life.
Khi em tôi đến Mỹ vào vài năm trước, gia đình tôi rất vui vì biết chắc chắn là em tôi sẽ được cứu sống.
A few years ago, he immigrated to America. We were very happy because we knew that the healthcare system here would help him to survive his medical condition.
Từ khi đến Mỹ, em tôi được trợ giúp Medicare và rất có tất cả thuốc men cần thiết.
Since he came here, he has been able to obtain the medications that he needs for his asthmatic conditions through Medicare coverage.
Chúng tôi rất biết ơn sự chăm sóc của mà tiểu bang Cady đã trợ giúp cho những di dân mới giống như em tôi.
We are very appreciative of the fact that California has been able to provide the medical coverage to immigrants like my brother.
Nhưng nếu trợ giúp Medicare cho những di dân mới bị cắt bỏ, việc gì sẽ xảy ra cho họ? Em tôi chắc chắn sẽ phải chết sau vài ngày không có thuốc men, tình trạng bệnh suyễn trầm trọng.
What will happen to these patients if Medicare is cut for these immigrants? Cases like, you know, people like my brother will probably suffer and suffer tragic consequences due to the fact that he will not be able to obtain the medications that he needs for his medical conditions.
Em tôi không phải là người duy nhất sẽ phải đau khổ vì dự luật cắt bỏ, mà sẽ là hàng ngàn người giống như em tôi. Họ sẽ phải đến phòng cấp cứu mỗi ngày và có thể phải chết bất cứ lúc nào vì không có thuốc để giúp họ thở được.
He's not the only one. There are thousands of immigrants out there that will be impacted by these medical cuts. These people will just wait until the medical condition becomes a crisis, then they will go to the emergency room to obtain care.
Cả gia đình chúng tôi làm việc và trả thuế. Chúng tôi hy vọng tiền thuế mà chúng tôi trả sẽ được dùng để chăm sóc những người yếu kém nhất trong xã hội của chúng tôi, giống như chúng tôi và các bệnh nhân khác.
We are taxpayers, and so is he. And so we're hoping that our tax money will go towards caring for these vulnerable patients, just like my brother and many other new immigrants.
Xin cảm ơn quý vị đã lắng nghe.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. That's important. This last year, twice we were threatened with the state cutting new legal immigrants off of Medicaid. And that would have meant $1 to $2 million of Asian Health Services would have been lost, or about 25% of our patients not being able to get in for care. So this is important that the national health care reform covers new legal immigrants. So I just wanted to reiterate that. Thank you, and over here.
我講呢就係嗰個醫療保險嘅，我舊年呢就要俾每個月一個二毫子交嘅，呢個月呢今年呢就要俾八個幾人錢，咁嗰個醫療費呢，咁就增加咗，咁多錢，咁我個SSI呢，就今年呢連減幾次，咁邊度負擔得起呢？咁我就轉咗個醫療保險，轉咗個唔使錢嘅，轉咗唔使錢呢，咁而家我如果係有大病嘅呢，再入去咁兩個醫療保險，咁咪唔係一樣呢？
My question is regarding the Medicare coverage. Last year, I was only charged for $1.20 per month, and this year I need to pay. They charge me for over $8, which is too expensive for me. So I have to change to the no need to pay per month plan in order to survive. But however, I do worry about, because the SSIs has been cut a couple times this year, I'm afraid the coverage will be less if I have serious problem when I go to hospital, will I get less care? And my second question is, because the SSI has cut the dental and glasses. So for the glasses coverage, it used to be free, but they are really cheap quality. It breaks really easily. If I need to pay by myself, it would cost about $100, so we cannot afford it. For the dental, they only cover really limited coverage right now. So they only take out my teeth. If all my teeth are gone, I cannot eat. My gum has problem, and I cannot cover for it, pay for it. So thank you for your concern.
Thank you very much. I think, again, this underlines that we're cutting off little pieces of who's eligible, who's not eligible, what services you should get and what services you can't get. And if we would stop doing that and make it universal, we could take that money wasted on administration and use it on giving more care to everyone. Thank you. Over here.
Xin kính chào tất cả quý vị. Tôi tên là Nhung Phạm. Tôi là bệnh nhân và cũng là thành viên thân hữu của cơ quan y tế A Châu. Tôi làm nghề săn sóc móng tay.
My name is Nhung Pham. I have been a patient at Asian Health Services for a number of years. I'm also a member of the Vietnamese Patient Leadership Council at Asian Health.
Nghề săn sóc móng tay của tôi rất hàng ngày phải tiếp xúc rất nhiều với các hóa chất, cho nên nó gây ra rất là ảnh hưởng về sức khỏe, rất là nguy hiểm.
I am a nail salon employee. you know, every day I have to deal with different chemicals that can cause a lot of harms to my health.
Vì cái tình trạng sức khỏe của chúng tôi đó rất là khó khăn, cho nên chúng tôi cần đến cái sự săn sóc, theo dõi thường xuyên về sức khỏe.
Due to our work environment, it is very important for us to be able to access to healthcare so that we can have regular checkups, again, due to the dangerous condition of our employment.
Vì vậy, cái cuộc cải tổ về y tế như thế này tôi thấy rất là quan trọng và cần thiết đối với chúng tôi, giúp cho những cái doanh nghiệp nhỏ mua được những cái bảo hiểm y tế và họ cũng sẽ lấy lại được cái phần khai thuế của họ.
So in my opinion, healthcare reform is very important because it will allow small businesses like nail salon owners to afford health insurance to their employees through tax credits.
Tôi rất hoan nghênh cái việc cải tổ y tế như thế này và rất là mong đợi cái cải tổ y tế nó được hình thành, được thực hiện. Xin cảm ơn quý vị đã lắng nghe.
I applaud healthcare reform and I hope that it will become materialized. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. Okay, we'll take this mic over here.
Nien khyom chmuh Kit Kam Haeng.
My name is Kit Kam Haeng.
Chia samachak nou mtee pet Asian Hill. Nien khyom mau nih keu tha kran tae mien samnom po muoy som ratthaphibal metta komkat Medicare thmeing. Look, my child, my young, young art into a nay, and eh? Hide back, knock, knock, they roll no, knock, cheer, peep, they keep with chattery, high, up, my yum, the two tea and egg, odd man, eh? To lift and mole, high to talk dark, a pair, dear. Tar up, happy bar, I chewy bantay, some numb ball, play, and war, some and war, chewy come out, cut. Medicare, my a, my time, look, jap on. Okay, then I'm done.
My name is Kit Kim Haeng, and I am also an Asian Health patient. I just want to make a request that I don't want to have a dental cut on my dental because I have an experience right now because of my teeth. I'm old now. If the Medi-Cal cut for dental, I have a hard time chewing. I have to swallow every food that without chewing, so it's kind of bothering my stomach also. So I want a special request, do not cut dental care.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for your courageous testimony. People can go ahead and line up, and you know, we do have a little bit, we have about a half hour before our representative for Washington, D.C. is going to, Neera Tandon, who's a senior advisor to the Department of Health and Human Services. So we will also ease up a little bit and let some of the panelists speak up if they want to respond to anything that's been said so far. And please, also, Mimi, are you getting in line? Go ahead and get in line. All right, we're over here.
Good morning, my name is Teresa. First, I would like to say, các quý vị có khỏe không? Kamusta ka? Ni hao ma? Como estas? Yes, don't we share the same thing when we greet people with how are you? Well, sometimes we are not fine, and we all know why. As we age, as we are working, certain health comes with that. My name is Teresa Lee. I am a manicurist. I am a small business owner. My family members are nail technicians and salon owners themselves. When we hear stories like Ms. Neum, we want to provide healthcare for our employees. However, it's too expensive. With the economic downturn, we're rarely making money seeing the customers visiting the salons. So how can we give healthcare to the employees who are so dedicated without the risk of losing our business? I like to say that in Vietnamese. Kính thưa quý vị, Teresa là một chủ nhân của một tiệm salon. Thường thường khi mình mở tiệm, mình có nghĩ đến provide những cái bảo hiểm sức khỏe cho những người nhân viên. Nhưng mà thời gian này là thời gian ế ẩm nhất mà không những tiệm của tụi em mà những cái người trong gia đình cũng
phải là bị xảy ra. Thì cái câu hỏi là nếu một chiếc xe cũ cũng có bảo hiểm, tại sao chúng ta lại không có bảo hiểm? I just raised a question. If an old car has insurance, how can we not have insurance?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
I actually want to say thank you to Julia Liao from Asian Health Services for giving me an opportunity to stand here to speak to all of you. As you might know, I am from San Jose. I do work for UFCW5. Nghiệp đoàn UFCW5 là ngành thẩm mỹ. And we are here to support healthcare reform. This is the reason why I'm wearing this shirt. So if you guys want more shirts, talk to me later so I can give you guys the shirts.
Thank you for coming all the way from San Jose. And we all are going to be signing a petition, and there's going to be a giant fortune cookie sent to our senators with our messages in them. So, Deanne, do you want to say anything? And
yeah, I just wanted to thank you for her comment, because a lot of small business owners want to provide health coverage for their employees. It's so important for them to be competitive, to provide that coverage for their employees. So that underscores the importance of why we need the public plan option to ensure there's an affordable option for small businesses, because right now they just can't afford it. So that, along with the tax credits, should address the problem of small businesses finding affordable coverage.
Okay, thank you. And over here at this microphone.
大家好，我叫做吴海燕，我喺1993年移民嚟美国，系阿瑞移民妇女促进社嘅资深导师。
Good morning. My name is Haiyan Wu. I immigrated to the United States in 1993. I am now a senior trainer at Asian Immigrant Women Advocates.
我相信语言方面包含喺健保嘅改革中嘅十分重要。我有一个例子可以作解释。
I believe language access is very important to receive quality care and be included in the healthcare reform. I have an example.
有一次，我个朋友咧病咗，因为呢个病咧就睇咗3次医生。点解啊？由于个语言翻译唔到，所以造成3次睇医生。
Once my friend got sick, she had to see for his illness 3 times. Why? Because of language barrier, she had to see the doctor 3 times.
第一次睇醫生安排係個電話翻譯，個翻譯員咧直譯嗰個英文，因為醫學上面嘅術語咧同英文唔能夠直譯嘅，所以佢講咧，佢話嗰個尿袋嗰埲牆跌咗落嚟。 其實咧，語言上面唔係咁嘅，咁佢咧就聽個醫生聽唔明個翻譯講嘢，所以做唔到任何嘅醫學上嘅決定。
So the first time she was arranged with telephone interpretation, the interpreter told her that the wall of the something urine fell off, and then she did not understand what it means, and that stopped her from understanding that the diagnosis. And did not know what the treatment was, so the doctor told her to come back again.
第二次咧，又係見醫生，都係電話嘅翻譯。呢個翻譯員咧就唔知醫生講乜嘢嘢，佢係英文直譯，但係醫生嘅術語同佢講嘅術語咧就唔同，所以就幫唔到佢。醫生又唔明白佢翻譯嘅係乜嘢嘢，所以第二次都冇結果。
So the second time she was arranged with telephone interpretation again, the interpreter did not understand what the doctor said. The doctor told the interpreter, if you did not understand, I do not know what to tell you. The interpreter could not help her and she still could not communicate with the doctor. So she still did not know what the answer. This time the doctor told her to find someone who could speak Cantonese and interpret for her.
第三次睇醫生咧，佢決定揾唐人嘅醫生，但呢個唐人醫生咧係識唔識中文，但係好好彩，佢個護士咧就識得中文， 所以呢，他能够解释到这个是膀胱下垂，要立刻做手术，就由于语言的不通造成了三次的见医生。
And the third time, she decided to find a doctor who was Chinese. Unfortunately, she did not speak Chinese. So, but fortunately, her nurse spoke Chinese, especially Cantonese dialect. And this time, she could clearly explain to her that the urinary bladder was lowering. She had to have surgery right away.Because the nurse was able to speak Cantonese and translate, she was able to communicate, and I think her surgery is going to be done next week.
由此可见呢，有质素的翻译才能有提供有质素的保健。多谢。
From this story, it's clear that good language access is a very important part of quality healthcare. I think healthcare.Asian health services have this. That's why it's so popular.
Thank you.
This is my comment.
Thank you. He's giving a compliment to Asian health services to be the culturally competent, language accessible health services. And I don't know if Dr. Chan would like to speak, or we also have Deanna, who worked at the Office of Civil Rights that enforced. So what do you think are our chances of getting language protections?In the healthcare reform?
Yes, let me answer and then Deanna can will chime later. Yes, I agree with you all that language access is very, very important because it talks about the quality of the services that we all receive. And it is a right that everyone should have the same quality of care. And President, in the healthcare reform, President Obama talked aboutthe patient's safety. So it's very much related to the language access. Because if you cannot communicate, you cannot talk to your doctor, you put yourself at risk, you know, of a malpractice of patient safety. So it's the same as language access.
Great. Actually, I'm going to move on because I've been told we have 8 speakers still lined up. And, so we will go to Mimi Ho from the Asians. Please explain the APEN. It's the Pan-Ethnic Network.
My name is Mimi Ho, and I'm with the Asian Pacific Environmental Network. And we're really, really happy that you are hosting this forum. We really see we're an environmental justice organization, and all of our issues are so connected.We have members who, in Richmond, California, very close by, have to deal with accidents at the Chevron refinery all the time. Chronic problems, asthma. We have families with 3 generations of asthma. Little kids who are less than 8 years old using respirators and knowing how to use it. So we see healthcare protection is very important to environment, to all of our health. I want to thank Asian Health Services and other groups here who also see that health is so much that it's about the physical environment, it's about making sure we have language access and thriving communities so we have social connections so we can get the care we need. So thank you for thinking about health in such a broad way. You know, before coming here, I talked with Wayne, our organizer. So many of our members, like Deanna talks about, are choosing between rent, between healthcare, between groceries, the bus. They can't afford cars anymore. And so healthcare is such an important thing. And the question I have and wanted to ask if you guys can talk more, there's so much bad information out there about how government is not efficient and private is much more efficient for everything, not just healthcare. And I would like to ask you guys to remind us how much our government could actually save if we had a strong public universal health program. I know my mother is very lucky. She's naturalized citizen. She kept her citizenship in Taiwan. Our director, Roger, parents are from Canada and had to drive to Canada to go get health insurance. What can we do here in the U.S. to save money?
Great challenge. Someone want to take that briefly?
Yes, briefly. I think we need to remind people that we have a very effective an efficient government-run healthcare program, which is the Medicare program, which people are very happy with. It doesn't, you still have your relationship with your doctor. It's not that the government is making decisions about your care. It's between you and your doctor. And we have to remember that with private insurance, they have gatekeepers that do get in the way of giving care between you and your doctor. So all the fears that have been expressed about a government program controlling your health care, well, that's already happening with the private insurance.
If I could just add one comment. If you add all the people who are on Medicare, on Medicaid, SCHIP, Veterans Affairs, and employees of the federal government, almost half of Americans are already on a government plan. So this would not be all that new. The second point, briefly, is that the government plans are more efficient. This money spent on administration, paperwork, all those things in Medicare is only about 5% of their budget, whereas it's significantly higher when you have for the private plans. So it actually is cheaper for the government, and it works, and we already have almost half of our citizens benefiting from it.
Great, and we're gonna go to the next speaker because we are recording the proceedings today, and so also things that don't get totally answered, we are going to send our whole proceedings to Washington, D.C., to the White House. It's also being recorded for the Alameda County Keith Carson's podcast. His assistant, Mateo Reyes, in the back. So we want to get everybody's comments in, so please.
Hi, my name is AJ. My question is, will there be a tax imposed on people who don't purchase insurance?
Yes. Healthcare reform will work is that everyone will be required to purchase health insurance with some exceptions. There will be exemptions for people who cannot afford it, but the way it keeps the cost down is everyone will be required, like when you're driving a car, to buy health insurance. So there will be a tax penalty, which maybe it would be approximately the cost of, you know, you're having to purchase it.
Great. And the key is an affordable, making it affordable.
What I want to add to it is that there will be, yes, a penalty, but at the same time, there's also exemptions. So when we talk about, you know, the 5-year wait, and it's not in any of the bills, you know, from the House and the Senate bill, but what we can look at is maybe looking at asking for exemptions, you know, for the 5 years.
Okay, next question over here.
My name is Wayne, and I'm also with Asian Pacific Environmental Network. I just have to agree that nowadays a lot of people that don't have health insurance, they really have to choose between paying the bill or paying for their health insurance. Right here, I do have a little personal story to share. My parents. They came into the state 12 years ago. Just like a normal Chinese family, they're getting really low pay, $8, $9 per hour, but they're working all their life to purchase a house. And almost 60% of their salaries are paying towards the mortgage for the house. Just recently, my parents' company, they forced my parents to sign a contract saying that the company is no longer able to afford all the employees' health insurance. They forced them to sign a contract saying that either you still works here without any insurance or you can just getting laid off. So basically, my parents, they don't really have any choice besides taking a job without any insurance coverage. I actually go online and ask for the quotes for the health insurance, and they cost so much money that, you know, with all the financial burden that we already have, there's no way we can afford it. And my parents always said, you know, the cost of living or everything else is raised except for the salary. So so there's no way we are able to catch up with the health insurance, the cost of health insurance. I mean, also, they always said that because they don't have any health insurance, what if something happens to them? And then they would take away all their basically property values, and everything would pay toward the medical bill. And basically, they would take away all the hard work they would be working toward the house. Basically, they would take away their whole life by paying their medical bill. So I just want to say, you know, it's a good start for the healthcare plan to help other people who most need it for the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Closer to the mic.
Mrs. Lin.
Mrs. Lin.
我是从台湾来的移民，我姓林，林太太。 我是从台湾来的移民 ，OK， 大家都知道台湾有一个全民保险，我们每一个人都是付很低的，大概30块、40块的美金一个月，每一个人都可以保险。那这个保险呢，就是让全民都可以。 去就医，去看病，去拿药 ，OK， 所以就说拿我的例子来讲，我
Mrs. Lin came from Taiwan. Taiwan have national health insurance provided by the government, and for her family, she pays about $30 American dollars a month that covers her doctor's visit, hospital, and medications.
And 我自己的例子呢，因为我有脊椎滑落的问题，在美国的时候，去 UC San Francisco 看，说必须开刀，告诉我大概要$40,000美金。
She have problem with her spine, when she here in America. She came to UCSF San Francisco, and they say she need a surgery. It would cost her $40,000.
And 后来我就把这个病例拿回台湾，请医生看，他给我的意见一样是要开刀，可是我开刀住一个月，不。 因为是大的病症哦，所以他们医生要到保险，全民保险申请，可以，我的病症可以 accept， 然后开刀，开完刀我再住在医院里头一个礼拜，账单回来，总共的是账单是。 22万台币 NT 哈，我自己负担4000块NT， OK， 对，所以不到1000块美金，我的费用我自己负担。
So she can afford to have a surgery in America. She went back to Taiwan. She bought the medical record. The Taiwanese doctor agreed that she needs to have a surgery. They submit the request for approval from the insurance company, and she got the surgery. She stayed in the hospital for a week. The total amount she paid is $1,000 American.
所以我很支持说，美国必须要有全民保险。 这个就是我的想法。
So she thinks that we really need help reform and we need to have national health insurance.
Very good. Thank you for your story. If Taiwan can do it, we can do it. Okay, over here.
Hello. My name is Paula Yim. I came from Fresno. So this is my lucky day can I came here and I get involved with the meeting, this meeting. You know, so thank you so much. So then I came, I live in Fresno. I was the Cambodian Women Associate from 1998 and until 95. And I'm police volunteer at COP, yeah, in Fresno. So I came here for visit my family. So it's my lucky day. Yes, so then now I came here. I'm represent for my people, the Cambodian. So then this is my lucky day. So then I would like to, I'm represent for my people. So I need help from the government because of my people and include me went through for the communist killing. So right now we need help. Please. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. What's really important is that we have Asian Pacific Islander communities around the country. Many in California, we're now 12% of the California population. Fresno, it's important because our Fresno elected officials need to hear also from our Asian community that we need health care regardless of how long we've been in the U.S., language access. So we feel it's our lucky day to have you here with us because we need to network. We're glad we have our national organizations that will help us do that. Okay, over here.
Hi, my name is Vanessa. I'm the Member Services Manager, and I'd like to share two stories that I see at Member Services. We serve many, many patients every day who come to Asian Health Services because they have no health coverage. And this couple I saw last Friday, they are all 60 years old. The wife is a babysitter. The husband works in the sewing factory. Their income bring them over 200% of federal poverty level, and now they cannot get any type of health insurance from the state or the county. So what gonna do with the husband who is having a diabetic who need to take medication? So they asked me, probably I will not gonna see the doctors. So I said to them, I think you need to see the doctor. Let me think how I can help you with this so you can continue to see the doctors. But right now I have no answer because we have no national health insurance. His medicine costs about $200 each time that he needs to fill this medication, and he thinks that's a major problem for him. Another story I have is a pregnant woman who is a small business owner. She, after she graduated college, she decided to open a small restaurant. She have no health insurance. She become pregnant, and her husband, who working for a small company, asked the employer to add the wife on. The employer says no, because they're a small business owner policy, it will raise the price. So now they have no health insurance, and she will deliver soon. They don't know what to do. They are all under 30 years, young, hardworking couple. He came from Israel. She came from Canada. So the husband told me about the worst we can do is probably go back to Israel to have the baby or go back to Canada to have the baby because they have health insurance.
Thank
so
you.
That is the two stories I'd like to share.
Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you. Vanessa deals with this, and her membership team deals with this every day because they have to go through all the hundreds of health insurance policies to see who and why people are eligible, and that's where we're wasting all the money. But without
Vanessa there, people aren't going to get in for care. We have a few minutes before the person, Neera Tanden, who's going to speak to us from Washington, D.C. on behalf of the Obama administration. So please bear with us. We have a few more minutes. We'd like to get in the last speakers. So let's go.
Hi, my name is Susan, and I have one question. What else does the Asian American and Pacific Islanders should we be concerned about with regard to health care reform? What else as Asian American and the Pacific Islanders should we be concerned about with regard to health care reform?
Why should we be concerned? What else?
Well, I think at this forum we've emphasized the importance of the public plan option, as well as ensuring that immigrants don't have to wait 5 years to get Medicaid. But I think we also want to talk about what Sherry just mentioned, which is all the bureaucratic paperwork that may be required from people, because some people in this country don't want people who are here illegally to get any kind of health care. Unfortunately, there are people out there who are not seeing healthcare as a human right and would do whatever they need to do, put in more barriers and documentation just to ensure that people who are illegally here have no access to healthcare. So those are the types of issues that we need to fight against.
I would also like to add, great, this is a big round of applause. I also add that prevention needs to be the priority in our healthcare reform. We have long had a system where all the dollars go into the hospital at the expense of end of care. And for you, you need the care when you could actually prevent it. And so we really would like to see, for example, community health centers being much more at the forefront of the priorities in dollars, so that you can get care when you need it at the front end, of not when you're sick.
But what I want to add to Deanna saying about the Asian Pacific Islander American Health Forum, it is that to reassure that for those who have health insurance and for those who already have health coverage through Medicaid, Medi-Cal, through Medicare, VA, that there's no changes.
Okay.
And so that is very much reassuring.
Sorry, we have 2 minutes, and so I'm going to actually see if we can get in our last speakers. Over here, Vanessa, do we have a short comment?
Okay. I just want to translate what she just heard, her story. Mrs. Sen, Asian Health Services, for a patient for 18 years. She speaks Mandarin, and she said she saw Asian Health Services grow in the last 18 years. We have dental. Now we also have pediatric department, which is we don't have before, and she see the growth. She also saw that there are many new immigrants are speaking Mandarin. She think that we need to have more doctors who speak Mandarin. She have changed family physician 3 times in the last 2 years because she speak Mandarin. So she would like to see that we have more funding so we can hire more doctors who speak Mandarin.
Thank you. It's important feedback. Thank you. Can we get over here?
Hi, I'm Remy with the Asian and Pacific Islander American Health Forum. Just a quick question. Can you talk more about the quality of care assurances that are in the health care reform bills?
In 30 seconds. We have 2 minutes before
it's
our
30 day. Seconds?
Well, you can pick it up later, but, you know.
Okay. Well, part of it is using health information technology, so that way your health records will be able to follow you so that your care can be more coordinated and your health records will be available to whichever provider you may need to see. There's also incentives looking at comparative effectiveness research, which is the government will be funding research so that we can come to a common understanding about what works and what doesn't work. So this will be helpful to improve the quality of care.
Thank you. And our last speaker.
Thank you. I have a question for the panel, and it's about undocumented immigrants. How does healthcare, will healthcare reform cover undocumented immigrants for healthcare?
All the legislation that is being considered now have language that say that no federal assistance will be given to people who are undocumented. But we are also trying to ensure that this extra verification does not happen, because we feel that anyone who wants to purchase insurance within the healthcare marketplace can do so. And this also underscores the importance of increased funding for community health centers, because without coverage for undocumented immigrants, the health centers are that safety net for that population. So we're working on that issue in a number of ways, but we're hoping that comprehensive immigration reform will happen after healthcare reform is over.
I think what's important is everything that we care about, we need to be organized and express our views, because there are some people in this country, a minority of people, who are trying to distort things and make healthcare reform either not happen or be unfair. So the more people we can involve in our health coverage, the better it is for our community. So we need to be organized.
You can subscribe to this podcast, Keith Carson, Information is Power, on iTunes or Podomatic.com. Don't forget to visit our website at www.keithcarson.org or visit us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.